Hi, and welcome to Health Coach Donna. Today my guest is Sarah McLeod from Vision Weaving. She's a spiritual healer and intuitive. She helps people journey to assist in their soul's evolution and an alignment to their highest purpose. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Donna. Hi.
So great to have you here today.
Yay, it's nice to be here.
So what we want to talk about today, can you explain a little bit, like, how do you start? What is the starting point when you're doing this work or working with people or what?
I always ask people to come to a session with me with an intention. Generally, people have gotten to a place in their lives where they recognize that something is not working, whether it's through an ailment in their physical body or a pattern of behavior that they're repeating over and over again, and they've come to a place of awareness where they recognize something's not right, something's not working, I keep tripping myself up. Obviously, if it's a disease diagnosis, then it's their body kind of, that's a shock and an impact, and they realize that they need to address some things in their life. So people come in with a conscious intention, whether it's a physical body thing that they're working with or something in their mind that they just keep repeating, and we go from there.
Nice. And so what is healing for you?
So for me, it always comes back down to awareness, and in my own experience, healing has been, in no uncertain terms, a surrender to the divine. I really kind of came in fighting, and my life was, I was very much a rebel. And because I have had an experience of a great amount of pain, I recognized that I needed to investigate and dig into what was behind the physical manifestation of that pain. There's a beautiful expression that I read when I was in an experience of that painful moments where the body expresses what the mind represses, and that caught my attention. So I was starting to pay attention to, well, what am I repressing? What am I not looking at? What do I need to investigate in my own self that I can free myself of this pain? So for me, when you say what is healing, it's really about bringing your awareness to every aspect of your body, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, that needs your attention. And when you're relinquish the fight and surrender to the divine, the guidance that's coming through, that's when you find yourself in alignment, and that's when you find yourself coming to a place of healing. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And so I have another question, because I love that statement that you said, that what the body, you know, what you repress, the mind represses, comes out in a physical form. So does that mean, can you give a good example, or what was going on for you, and what people might be feeling? Because sometimes you read about, well, this disease might be repressed anger or something like that. Do you go into that area, or how do you look at it?
There's a wealth of information out there about how different organs hold different emotions. And for me, I had a traumatic injury and was, you know, dealing with a physical trauma. So I had to deal with it on that level. But I also began to inquire into, you know, what was the cause of why did I create that trauma in the first place? And I always encourage people to look at what's happening in their life when they have an accident or an injury, and, you know, see where they were going off the rails. Because I really believe that when you are in the flow and in the groove and everything is in sync, that there's this effortlessness that comes to your life experience. And so a good place to start for people is, if their body is in pain or having some trouble, that to just really focus and examine what's behind that. I truly believe that there's lessons to be learned. And it's like, we only create these obstacles and these challenges in our life because there's a soul lesson there. There's something to investigate. There's something to bring your attention to and examine with your consciousness and see what's the truth behind why you have manifested that situation.
And then when people have that understanding or enlightenment, is that how they transform, or what is the transformation?
Really, the transformation starts with the recognition that there's something not working. You can't address an issue unless you have that recognition. There's a lot of people walking around that don't even have an inkling of an idea that they can look outside of themselves and see that there is an issue and see that there's something that they can address. There's a lot of people that are just functioning on automatic pilot and are not aware of, you know, that there's a bigger picture at play. So the first step is recognizing that there's something that's not working in your life. And then once you have that recognition, that's when you can begin the inquiry. That's when you can start to wonder, why do I keep banging my head against this wall? You know, why do I keep being in relationship with people that creates the same response? There's just, we kind of are creatures of habit and we function on patterns, habitual patterns. And recognizing the patterns that you're stuck in can lead you to pull yourself out of those patterns and say, that's not working. I don't like that. I want to change that. So the transformation really happens after you've had the recognition. Often people ask for help, and I encourage everybody to ask for help. I certainly have had a lot of help on my journey, and there's no shame in asking for help, you know, from somebody who has an outside perspective, who has an objective perspective of what's happening in your world. That could be acupuncture, it could be therapy, it could be energy healing, it could be spiritual guidance, it could be, you know, there's a slew of modalities, and whatever resonates for you is going to assist you to transform the issue that you're dealing with. So, yeah, transformation for me is ongoing, work in progress, ever unfolding experience in my life. And if you're open to it, it can just bring the most fabulous experience that you can have. You know, if you're open to being in the metamorphosis and allowing yourself to transcend whatever it is that you're struggling with, that intention, that recognition, that awareness is what is going to assist you to come out of that.
Wow. But that is a good point, that many people walk around just in kind of oblivion, that they're not aware of what's going on in the mind-body-spirit connection. And they're always looking for solutions outside themselves to heal, which often does work, but what I find is then the physical might manifest in some other area. So it's kind of like they chase things around their body, like high blood pressure and then a sprained ankle and then onto something else. And it's kind of your body they keep knocking and saying, hey, pay attention here. There's something going on at a deeper level. And to have that awareness that there is something going on at a deeper level is really where the transformation begins.
Absolutely, and that's the area that I'm working on. I feel like when people come to me, I'm addressing the source of the problem, because we're going straight to the consciousness that is behind the manifestation of dis-ease or the physical manifestation. So when you shift something on that level of the consciousness, the seed of why it is manifest, then you shift it all the way, all through all the dimensions of a person's being.
Do you ever work with people who aren't in that transformational process, or they're not really conscious or have an intention, but they said, oh, I heard Sarah does some cool things, maybe I'll just try it out, I'm curious, and then have a transformation in the process? Is seeing you sometimes might be a catalyst for transformation?
For sure. I mean, like, there's a full spectrum of humanity that comes through my hands, and, you know, some people are totally seekers, as you would say. You know, that there's somebody who's had that insight and recognition and they're actively looking, and then there's other people who are just like, oh, I don't feel good. And there's, you know, everybody's just way down the river. Everybody's just at a certain point down the river to the ocean, you know, and everyone's having a life experience, everyone's having a life journey, and it's just, that's their experience, and we all start with where we're at, and there's nothing wrong with where we're at, it's just what's happening, you know?
Right, yeah. And so I'm just curious, like, how do you work with people? What is your kind of healing style, so to speak?
I have many different flavors, and it is completely a soup of my life experience. there's shamanism in there for sure, because I have sat with many different shamans. There's my initial spiritual teacher was a Vedic monk, so there's a lot of the grounded foundation in meditation and being that whole stillness of the mind. There is my my parents' impact on me, which was instrumental, and they have been very much inquiring into consciousness their whole lives, and how that relates to expression of the emotions and feelings, very much on the feeling side. So there's a lot of different flavors that come through, and really just what I'm doing with a person is getting my own self out of the way and listening to what their consciousness is revealing in the session. So that is what presents to be cleared.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. It sounds like you've had a lot of amazing experiences in your life.
I am very fortunate and very in deep gratitude of the life that I'm living, and it continues to unfold as an incredible adventure. and I'm not done yet. So, I'm in deep gratitude for the experiences that have come my way, for sure.
Nice. And so if someone's listening to this podcast and they want to know, well, you know, what is there something that they could do at home to start their journey? I often suggest people start with simple meditation. Do you ever have your clients do homework or have assignments for them of some sort, like meditate 5 minutes a day or just breathe? Or, you know, I have a lot of people who are just so stressed out that I tell them to just stop for 2 or 3 minutes a day and just breathe, because sometimes they're holding their breath. Is there some simple little nugget that you could offer people to try at home that would kind of give them a little bit of a sense of more grounded or transformation, or, you know, a little bit more clue that something that you might work with them?
I think you're spot on with the breath, Donna, because to me, the breath is the key, and it is, you know, the most basic form of meditation there is focusing your attention on your breath and the quality of your breath. And even if you just stopped for 5-10 minutes a day, there's another beautiful saying, if you don't have time to meditate for half an hour a day, that you need to meditate for an hour a day.
Just, that's a good one.
Right? It's just, you know, we're so busy and we're so on information overload, and we just are dealing with so many threads of red tape and just the administration of our lives and, you know, shuffling from A to B. It's a lot, and our minds are jammed. And to sit and meditate and just decompress, and the other thing I like to do is ground the energy out through my feet into the earth. And if there's anything at the end of the day that you're carrying or have picked up from anybody else, or you've, you know, kind of been psychically slimed, or, you know, somebody's hurled you a dagger or an arrow, energetically speaking, that you can just kind of let that slide off your back like water off a duck's back by just grounding your feet into the earth. You can put your hands on the earth as well, and just allowing the energy that doesn't serve you to ground back into the earth. And the earth, the planet, is a fabulous transmuter of negative energy, and that way you don't carry it in your body. So that and the breath, for me, just focusing on the breath is a beautiful way to still the mind and just allow any thoughts that are running around your head to just dissipate and mute. You know, you mute those thoughts as you focus on the breath. So I fully encourage everybody to focus on their breath and be aware of the quality of the breath. You know, that Is the breath balanced? Is the in and out balanced? You know, one is yin, one is yang. Are you bringing more energy in? Are you expelling more energy out? Is there a space between? Because it's the space between breaths. You probably, many people know Eckhart Tolle's work, and he talks about the space between. The space between breaths is just that gap in thinking, that gap between the frames in a film, you know, where there's the void, and that's that beautiful stillness that everyone would love to access, and from there you can come from a very beautiful balanced place.
Nice. So what is your offering if someone came to you? I know that you probably get this question that I get. Well, what can acupuncture do for me? And when I say literally anything that your body needs to pull it into alignment, it's kind of a broad answer and people don't get it. So I'll often use examples. Well, it helps reduce stress, it helps anxiety, you know, it can heal areas of tension, it can help you sleep. You know, it, depending on what the conversation is with the person, I'll kind of give them a few examples, even though the real answer is anything that your body can get into alignment with. I'm just the facilitator and helping your body get into alignment. But people don't get that. It's just too broad of an answer. So for someone who might want to come and work with you, what are some areas that you work with people on who are in that transformation? Like something's not quite right, they know, but can you give some examples or maybe a story of something that you worked with somebody in the past?
Well, sure. First of all, I want to say that I'm a great advocate for acupuncture and the work that you do, because I have received many, many sessions of acupuncture, and I just want to say that from my perspective, it is creating flow in the body. And what you said about what you do is pretty much what I do also, creating an alignment. And there are so many modalities that do this. My offering in particular is, I like to look at it as a way for people to reconnect to their spirit. I think so much of the illness and the discord in our lives comes from that disconnection. And any time we've had a trauma or an impact or any kind of life intensity, we disconnect in some ways. And I recognized years ago that, oh, healing for me is really about connecting to spirit and connecting to the higher power. And, you know, I've never considered myself a religious person or spiritual, yes, but not religious. And then I so appreciated, that was my surrender, that I was able to recognize that, oh, this is my path, that I am walking this and I'm assisting other people to reconnect in the same way. When you're connected to your spirit, when you know yourself as a spirit, that you really are in tune with all of nature. And when there's a recognition, with that recognition comes an alignment with the body, mind, spirit as a whole, the Holy Trinity, you know, that aspect of human nature is mentioned through the echelons of time. And it brings balance, it brings equilibrium. You know, there's aspects of ourselves when we're in sync and we're working harmoniously, we're zinging. When we're in tune with all of creation, you know, it's a very elevated state of being. It's a very elevated existence, and we are happy, for goodness sakes. There is actually a potential to be happy, you know.
I know, yeah.
There's this richness and this state of awe that comes with being in sync. And your body responds to that with vitality and vibrance. So for me, that reconnection to spirit comes with the regeneration and the flow of the life force. And, you know, love and light are the life force. So I'm effectively just sharing love with people. And, you know, that comes through as energy. It comes through with, you know, the hand on your foot or the hand on your heart or the hand on your third eye, wherever it is. You know, it's just wherever there is need for that flow to happen. And it's the same with what you do, I'm sure. You're just bringing that acupuncture needle is a very, very surgical precision focus to a point where there's a blockage and a stagnation, and you're allowing the flow and you're allowing that light of consciousness to come to that point, you know? So you're bringing the truth to a situation. You're bringing awareness to the body, and that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that is wonderful. Talking about love and bringing love and just being connected with somebody wherever they need to be held or touched. That's amazing.
Well, there's also the recognition in me that is, well, this is too good not to share. Now I have to give it to other people, you know.
Right.
And that's even more fulfilling. It's like, wow, that's so cool that works like that. I get pulled up when I share this.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing? I feel so, and you probably resonate with this, but I just feel so much gratitude that I do get to do this work because it really fills me up as well, and it doesn't feel like it's draining, and I don't feel like my work is work.
Right. Yeah. And that's the ultimate.
I know.
That's
the jackpot. You're right. So, Sarah, do you have any other messages or last thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners?
For me, it's just so apparent that we have the power to heal ourselves. And I've really witnessed miracles firsthand. And if I had any doubt that I was barking up the wrong tree, that has been just blown out the door. Because I've seen it. I've seen people heal themselves. I have healed myself. You know, I was practically crippled and was in so much pain that I can't even begin to tell you. It's possible to heal yourself. And for people that are really mired in darkness or depression or despair or pain or suffering or disease, you know, the list is endless, there is a way through. And I really think that if you're stuck in limiting beliefs about what is possible, then you're going to be stuck in that place. And beliefs are so limiting, and if you can open up your perception and just be open-minded about the fact that there is unseen realms, that consciousness is all-encompassing, that there's other things at play. There's messages from spirit, there's messages and guidance that are coming to us from all directions and all ways and all ways, you know, and just being open to those messages of guidance can really assist you on your path to healing, and invoking it and having the intention and recognizing that you need help is the first step. So there's no shame in asking for help. There's no shame in putting your hand up to Creator and saying, help me, you know, this is beyond me, I don't know how to get out of this hole. And help will come in all forms, you know. So that's my message. There is a way to heal ourselves.
That is beautiful. I love it. Yay. So, Sarah, where can we find you?
So people can find me. My website is visionweaving.com, and there's a long story behind why it's called Vision Weaving, which I won't go into today, but it really sums up what I'm up to, because it is weaving visions of consciousness. And visionweaving.com is my base, and you can find how to contact me there. You can contact me through email as well. And there's some offerings on that site that's come in the form of music and art and things like that. There's a sleep CD for anybody who's having trouble sleeping. It's a guided visualization, and I created it for myself, actually, because when I had children, that my sleep went out the window. And I recognized that my help at that moment was needing a good night's rest. So that's a good place to start.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. I love everything that you've shared with us today, and I look forward to possibly talking to you in the future, and thanks so much.
Yay. Thanks, Donna, and thanks for the work you do. Such good work.
Thank you.
Lots of love.